everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 13th of April. Okay, so today the moon enters void, of course, at 7:35 a.m. The moon also enters Gemini at 8:14. Mercury makes a semi-sextile to Uranus. Sun also enters Aries at 4:35, all times are in GMT, British time, and we're still at this point, no, we're in British summertime now, so yeah. And Mars makes a semi-square to Pluto, and this is exact at 9:56 p.m. So I'm just going to talk a bit more what all of these means. If you want to know more about the moon in Gemini, check out the separate audio in the playlist. Also check out the separate audio in the playlist to hear more about what to do and what to not do while the moon is void, of course. So Mercury semi-sextile to Uranus, as I said, is exact today on the 13th of April, and leaves us around the 15th-16th of April. So Mercury is in Pisces and Uranus is in Aries, so positively, you know, it can make us be more innovative in our thinking, have a kind of electric spring to our step. We can, you know, have unique ideas, have quicker thinking. This can be great for conversations, witty conversations with friends or colleagues or your partners. People can crave more intellectual stimulation and be open to it. And insights can come in really quickly. And you may open yourself up to refreshing perspectives, like a colleague or friend may mention something to you and you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, you know, this is the solution for a problem I've been trying to solve for years. On the negative end, it can make us more restless. It can make us find it hard to difficult on one thing for too long and lead into scattered thoughts. So this can be really bad for work and productivity and stuff. We can also be impulsive in our decision making. So it's important to remain grounded in this transit to avoid being overwhelmed by an influx of ideas and information. The best use of this energy is to use it for brainstorming sessions, problem solving activities, and anything that requires creative thinking. It can be used to make breakthroughs in technology, science and communication. It's a great energy to use for networking, connecting with like-minded individuals and sharing your ideas with others as well. Mars is semi-square to Pluto, again is exact today, and it's with us till about the 16th of April. So yeah, this energy adds to the day. Also a powerful energy that can make us open to transformation. We can be more determined, ambitious, with a stronger drive to achieve our goals as well. Also support strategic planning, innovative and disciplined thinking, and also allows us to tap into our sense of purpose, as well as giving us the energy to overcome obstacles with perseverance. We can have an uptake in resilience and also, you know, tenacity, you know, which is just like, hey, I'm going to do this. I don't care about what obstacles, don't care about my path. This is my time now to start doing the stuff that I've been putting off for ages. Negatively, it can lead to power struggles and conflicts in our relationships. People can feel more aggressive, some may act more aggressive. We can also be conflicted on the inside because we can face external resistance to our goal. So you may be like, yeah, I'm going to go for it. Now is my time. And as always, you know, people from the outside can be like, no, you should do this and that, because everyone's got an opinion, right? So that's the negative of this energy. So yeah, go for what you want, be assertive with your boundaries, but be mindful of your actions as well, and try and do your best to avoid unnecessary conflicts, which is sometimes just ignoring when people tell you you can't do stuff, because sometimes this can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is what's happened to loads of us who've been told we can't do this, or people from our culture, our gender, can't do this and that, and we've been trapped into this way of thinking that we're not powerful enough. So to make the use of Mars's semi-square to Pluto, go after what you want, make sure you do productive things, think productively, take productive actions, avoid conflict the best way you can, even if you have to walk away and count to 10. Be open to maintaining honest, flexible communication, practice empathy with yourself and others, and just do your best to just be open to the new. So yeah, that was the Daily Scopes for the 13th of April.